Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another classic from our archives. During this pandemic, we've all been focused more on health and wellness, and for many of us, that's included taking a look at our relationship with alcohol. As with anything we consume, portion size matters. So it was really interesting to revisit this episode, which deals with the finding that wine glasses have doubled in size over the past 20 years or so.
Hi, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Those of us who imbibe have all said it. I'll just have one glass of wine. But even if you stick to that, you might want to consider how your supposed single serving actually measures up. That's because, according to researchers at the University of Cambridge, wine glasses of modern-day Brits are now 7 times the size of their imbibing predecessors 300 years ago. And those glass sizes have increased the most in the last 2 decades, accompanying the rise in vino consumption. Until the second half of the 20th century, beer and spirits dominated the British booze scene, but the drinking of wine nearly quadrupled between 1980 and 2004, likely due to its affordability, availability, accessibility, and all those successful marketing tactics. The study authors suggest that when it comes to how much we're drinking, our glass size probably does matter. For the study, the researchers examined wine glass capacity over time to illuminate whether changes in size may have contributed to that steep rise in wine drinking over the past few decades. By scouring online info and talking with antiques glassware experts and museum curators, the researchers were able to obtain the measurements of 411 glasses from 1700 to the modern day. What they found might be a bit disheartening to anyone who leans heavily on that just one glass line. wine glass capacity skyrocketed from a mere 66 milliliters, or 2 ounces, in the 1700s to 417 milliliters, that's 14 ounces, in the 2000s, with the average size of a wine glass in 2016 to 2017 falling around 449 milliliters, or 15 ounces. For reference, the size of a standard drink does vary from culture to culture around the world, but is commonly around 10 grams of pure alcohol per beverage. For wine, having an average of about 12% alcohol by volume, that accounts for just slightly over 4 ounces, or 125 milliliters. Study author Zorana Zupan said in the press release, "For the most part, this increase was gradual, but since the 1990s, the size has increased rapidly. Whether this led to the rise in wine consumption in England, we can't say for certain, but a wine glass 300 years ago would have only held about half of today's small measure." There are lots of reasons those glasses may have gotten roomier. More affordable glass prices, innovations in technology, a healthier economy, and an increased societal appreciation for wine. But it could be the people behind the bar who have demanded bigger glassware to accommodate the increasingly normalized megapour. Despite a 2010 regulatory requirement in England to make customers aware that the more modest 125-milliliter glasses are available, most establishments opt to serve 250 milliliters at a time, or about one-third of a wine bottle. And if your response to all this is that you have no problem moderating your intake in the face of such generous glassware, know that researchers have also found that the strength of wine has increased over the years, in the UK at least. But regardless of where you reside, perhaps you'll want to pay a little more attention to how much wine you're actually downing, because apparently just one glass could potentially still be enough to cause trouble.
Today's episode is based on the article "Wine Glasses Have Doubled in Size Since the 1990s" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Michelle Konstantinovsky. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, You're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.